Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you. We want to welcome you on this Palm Sunday, and we are so glad that you're with us in service today, and we hope that you feel all at home and are ready to worship the Lord this morning and be touched by His grace and love today as we gather as the community of faith. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about taking time to follow God's promptings and giving thanks to God in the process. So as we begin today, we're going to invite you to stand and we're going to join and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there for our call to worship, found in the bulletin this morning. Humble and riding on a donkey. Acclaimed by crowds and caroled by children. You are giving those who long for redemption
a new song to sing.
With them, with heart and voice, we shout, Hosanna, blessed is the one. Well, let's join together and sing that hymn this morning, hymn number 43, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.
Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.
Join together there for our opening prayer found in the bulletin this morning. Merciful God, as we enter Holy Week, turn our hearts again to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Stir up within us the gift of faith that we may not only praise him with our lips, but may follow him in life. In his name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning.
Thank you.
I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning, if they would.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody's looking so sharp this morning. Wow. Yes. Yes, yes. So does anybody remember what I said today is?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Yes, Palm Sunday. Has anybody ever seen real palm trees? You have. Where'd you see them at? Florida, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you used to see them down in Florida, the palm trees. Yes, in Mexico, you can see them along the California coast and down. We saw them in Hawaii when we were there, and we saw them in Florida while we were there. And guess what? I was probably maybe about your age. I was a little younger when we went out to California, and when we saw the palm trees, we stopped at this place. I was first grade or something like that, second grade, somewhere there. And guess what they did? A guy climbed up the palm tree and he grabbed a coconut and brought it down and he popped it and opened it. And guess what we got to do?
Drink it.
We got to drink it, yes, the coconut milk. We got to drink the coconut milk. And it kind of looked like regular milk, except maybe a little bit watery, more watery. Like if you've ever drank skim milk, or seen skim milk, it's kind of along that line. And guess what else we got to do with it? We ate the coconut out of it. Does anybody like coconut? You don't like coconut?
I never tried it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Some people don't like the texture of coconut because it's real, yes.
Yeah. It looks like coconut-like sprinkles.
It's like little shredded pieces of something. And you got. Now, I like coconut cream pie. But coconut, not everybody likes it because of the texture. So that was a cool thing. Well, guess what? In Jesus' day, they grabbed the palm leaves off of the palm trees. Now, in the U.S., the palms on the palm trees are like way up high. Now, in Florida, we saw some shorter ones. But over in Israel, where Jesus grew up, they were much shorter. And so that it was easier for them to collect the palm leaves off of there. In fact, I see Miss Jody's passing out some, so I'm going to make sure that, Miss Jody, that you bring up some for the kids this morning. And we will, yes. So they got their palm leaves, and they waved them, and they said, "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Right here, one more. There you go. He grabbed hold of it there. So they waved them and they said, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And they were talking about Jesus as he rode in on the donkey. And guess what our reading today from our scripture reading, Luke tells us? He tells us about peace that Jesus brings. Because, you know, a lot of times we think of kings and queens, especially kings back in the old days, as conquerors and warriors. But Jesus came humbly on a donkey, and he brought peace so we can have peace in our lives. Yes, a king that brought peace instead of war. You're exactly right, yes. And that's what Jesus does. He brings peace instead of war. He brings peace to our hearts. And that's important as we wave our palm. Now, you can take those downstairs with you. And guess what? You can even take them home. Okay? All right. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning. And we are going to get ready to go to our time of prayer. And thank you.
And so we're going to invite you to have an opportunity to share your joys and concerns. Sorry, this figures the Sunday morning that I forget to bring my water along. My mouth is as dry as could be. So maybe you have a joy or concern you'd like to share this morning. Somebody this morning. Yes.
Esther got the shingles happen.
Yes. Every time I hear that, I keep wondering if I should go get the shingles vaccine. Because I hear about the people, how painful. My mother-in-law's had it shingles twice. And one of the times it was really painful for her. And but we want to remember Esther this morning with shingles. Someone else this morning. Yes.
Ellie Grunland, she's having surgery tomorrow. And on her throat. And Linda, she's grieving for her grandson who passed. And she's having trouble with her throat, too.
Yes, so Linda, who's not feeling good this morning, has some things going on, and so does Brad, two of our choir members this morning. So I'd appreciate your prayers for them. But if you didn't hear, and it was just heartbreaking to hear that that Brandon passed away, that is Linda Everett's granddaughter's husband, right? Did I get that correct? Okay. And Desiree, who I knew from school, from subbing, she came down over the summer and I got to see her I haven't seen her for years, but something happened. I'm not sure all the details of what had happened from, I think were mentioned previous Sundays that we had prayed for him. But please keep that family. I do not know what Brandon's last name was. But we'll just have to remember the family there with the loss of that loved one. Someone else. Yes.
Marcella Rose, that would be Debbie Rose's mother. She has been ill and needs prayer. And then my daughter-in-law's dad, Dan Ward, passed away yesterday.
Okay, so for the Ward family with the loss there. And who did you say the first one was? Marcella, okay, yeah. So we want to remember Marcella in our prayers this morning. Someone else this morning? Yes.
Kara has her two on Wednesday.
Okay, we want to remember her as she's going to be having that biopsy. And we're praying for a good report for that. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah.
Marsha Olivares, she's a preschool teacher at Miami East. She had a naturally occurring brain bleed that caused a significant cognitive situation. She was care flighted. She's been intubated. She's been on a feeding tube. They also had a drain in her head. I think the latest is that the feeding tube is out. They've clamped off the cord in her head and are not seeing major accumulations of fluid. She's been up. She's getting occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. And she is eating mush. So hopefully she will be out of ICU sometime this week, but she can use all of our prayers.
Yes, she could. And I had mentioned her last week, and but thank you for the update on her. Jody and I have known her for years. Jody's known her even before, because Jody works with her preschool teacher, county preschool teacher that has a unit out here at Miami East. And so definitely needs our prayers. Someone else this morning? Yes.
I'm on the 11th. My brother Don has spine surgery on his neck.
Okay. We want to remember Don in our prayers then for spine surgery. Definitely want to do that. Someone else this morning. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Just unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay. We know the Lord knows that. And anyone else this morning? Yes.
I keep my phone in
first. Yes. And she's back on our list, and she's also on our monthly asking for God's healing touch. have, do you know when they're going to be making a decision? Oh, that's right. She's going to be doing the chemo pill, isn't she?
Yeah, but they don't know how soon we're going to be able to
get it. Okay. Is there still trying to work that all out yet? Because we prayed a little bit about that last week.
I'm not a state pharmacy right now.
Okay. So we want to remember Bonnie as those, some of those spots that she has there around where she had surgery before. And also we want to remember Betty. Betty had an episode. Betty Bear lives right next door here. Had an episode this week where she was confused and didn't know what was going on. She said her head was hurting and they took her to the emergency. I don't know. Did they find anything, Roger, exactly? Or okay. Yeah, it seemed like from the word I got that they didn't really know. So, but definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning. And then Carla, she's gracious to keep pushing buttons for us. We're hoping that next Easter Sunday she can play, but if she can't, I got hymns picked out. She can just push a button and it'll work out great. She had surgery and recovering and going through therapy. And so we always appreciate her help. And Linda has been helping us out also. So any others then? Am I missing anybody? Yes.
I have concern and joy. One is the Ukraine and Russia issue. It's a concern. The joy is the beautiful sunlight they have today.
Yes. Yes. You're right about that. I'm looking forward to that nice weather this week. And I might have to, I hate to start early, but I might have to mow the lawn for the first time this week. So, because once you start, then you got to keep mowing all the time. Anybody else then? Okay, so quite a few there to pray for. Maybe a few of those names that you might remember. We just ask you to just name those people out and lift them up during the time when she has something played there. And then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we are just grateful for your kindness and your goodness and your love in our lives. We think about as we are coming to the start of Holy Week on this Palm Sunday, and we remember when you rode in on that donkey and they proclaimed you as Hail, Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We join in today and lift you up and honor your name today as we begin this Holy Week journey of thinking and coming to the end of the week on Good Friday when we remember and reflect upon what you faced and what you went through for us and how you gave your life because of your love for the world. In fulfilling God's good purpose and love for the world. And we are grateful and are looking forward then to next Sunday when we can celebrate your resurrection. And Lord, we are grateful that you have the keys of death and the grave, and you are control and you know what's going on. And we think about those that are facing some life-threatening things and some that have faced death here recently. And we want to lift up all of those that have been mentioned. Lord, we lift up Esther this morning with the shingles, God asking for your touch. We lift up Ellie, who's going in for surgery to repair part of her vocal cords that was damaged during her last intubation when she had surgery. Lord, we just ask that you would guide and direct and lead there. We lift up Linda and Brad who are battling these colds and or whatever it is exactly. Ask for your healing touch there. We lift up Marcella, Lord, and God, well, you know exactly what's going on there. We just ask for your touch and hand to be upon her. We lift up Kara this week as she is going through to have that biopsy. Lord, we're just looking and trusting you for a good report and asking for your touch upon her. We lift up Marcia, Lord. Thank you that she is up and about now with the seriousness of what happened to her. We thank you for the healing touch and the speedy recovery, but Lord, she's got a long way to go. We just ask for your continued strength on that. And Lord, we lift up Don, Lord, who's having spine surgery this week, that you will guide the surgeon's hand and bless and lead there through everything that happens. Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you, asking for your continued healing touch upon her and the shrinking of those spots. We ask that you would get that all worked out with the pharmacy at Ohio State and the insurance and all that goes there. Give favor and that she can begin to get treated for the new medicine, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Betty, God, asking for your touch and strength for her today. Lord, we lift up the situation in Ukraine and Russia, God. We're continuing to pray for a peaceful resolution and asking that you would work and make a way in that situation where it seems like it could be a long-term thing. And we just ask for a resolution to that. And Lord, we lift up Brandon's family and Desiree this morning and Linda with the loss of that loved one there, God. We just ask for your peace. He was so young. And Lord, we just ask for your grace and your comfort today. We lift up the Ward family also, asking for the same thing, Lord, your peace and your comfort and grace today. And Lord, we lift up the unspoken need there and whatever other needs that may have been left unsaid today. Lord, thank you that we can look to you and trust you. And we just ask for your healing touch and your grace and your peace and your comfort and the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives as only you can do. And Lord, we ask for your blessing upon the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak to us and encourage us and teach us and challenge us that we can be all that you want us to be as your people in this world. And we thank you for all of those things. We thank you for the goodness of what you're doing in our church and in our lives. And we're so grateful as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy
Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. And so this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And thank you so much for your faithfulness and your diligence. And we know that God is the one that makes a way and provides in our lives. And and then we have the opportunity to be a blessing in our community of faith and beyond. So as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to be participants in your kingdom work in the world, and that we can do that partially by giving of our funds to be able to continue the work of the church, and through us then extension into missions around our community and world. As we ask this in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Luke this time around in this season. Luke chapter 19, the lectionary for the Palm Sunday reading. And we're going to be looking at verses 28 through 40. After Jesus said this, he continued ahead going to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you, why are you untying it? Just say, it's the master who needs it. Those who had been sent found it exactly as he said. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, it's the master needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens. Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop. He answered, I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout. And there ends the reading of God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God will bless the reading of the word and make that real in our hearts and lives today so that we can hear what the Spirit says to us today. I usually start with something kind of funny a little bit. One Palm Sunday, a little boy had a sore throat and had to stay home from church with a sitter. When the rest of the family came home, they were carrying palm branches. The little boy asked what they were for, and his father told him that the people were waving them as when he walked by in that day. In a sad, disappointed voice, the little boy said, wouldn't you know it, the Sunday I miss, Jesus shows up. I want to talk to you this morning about don't let the stones speak for you. Don't let the stones speak for you. Has anybody ever asked you to do something, and when you asked why, they gave that response, because I said so? Or maybe I should ask the question for us today, have you ever given that response before, because I said so? I know with many parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and some of our teachers that we have here, that can be kind of a common response, but that doesn't feel like a good reason to do something. But as usual, I think a lot of times we went ahead and did it, especially with our parents, because we knew if we didn't, we might be in trouble. Well, from Luke chapter 9, verse 51 on, Luke tells us that Jesus was on a journey to Jerusalem. And very rarely on this journey did Jesus ever ask his disciples to do something just because he said so. In fact, Jesus usually gave an explanation of why they should do something that he was asking them to do. But this time is different. In our reading today, Jesus sends two of his disciples over there. Now, we don't know where over there is. It was either Bethany or Bethage. And for the purpose of bringing back a certain colt that was tied there, something's going on. And they didn't fully understand, I don't think, but whatever was going on, it was important. And it was important for them to follow through on what Jesus was asking them to do. So as we look at this morning, we're going to kind of break this down into a couple ways that I want us to focus on. Two things that I see in this reading this morning, which I've never quite looked at it this way before in all the years. I was going back through and looking at sermons that I had preached on Palm Sunday so many times, and I never kind of honed in on what I'm going to talk to you about this morning, which kind of jumped out at me this week. First of all, I want to talk to you about a colt. A colt. And here's what I want us to see about this. Sometimes God prompts us to do things when we don't always understand the full reason why. Jesus asks his disciples to retrieve a colt, as we read. They didn't understand why, but they did it anyways. And he tells them, though, one thing. He says, if anybody asks you why you're taking the colt, you just tell them the Lord or Master needs it. You know, those promptings from God are God's ways of leading us in our lives. My challenge for us this morning is to be open to them. Be open to those things that pop into our hearts and into our minds at times, because it may just be God wanting us to do something. We may not always know the full reason why. You know, there's been times I've done things and I've known the reason why. And then there's been times when I've done something that I felt prompted to do. I didn't know why. I did it. I left and walked away. I didn't see any outcome or results. And I just had to trust that God had a reason why I was to do that. And that, I think, is really what's going on in the story. Those two disciples, they went and they brought that colt, that guy that owned the thing. I mean, can you imagine? The guy that owned the colt said, hey, what are you doing? Why are you taking my colt? I'm going to elaborate here a little bit. And they said, the master or the Lord. Now, one of the interesting things I found out this week as I was doing a little research there culturally in the Roman Empire is whenever somebody of a higher elevation in the social status requests something, you do not turn them down, even if you own it. And there's something playing in here about that. But anyways, the disciples just followed through. And they didn't understand fully what was going on. I don't even think they knew fully what was going to happen. But Jesus wrote that in, as we were told. They hailed him as, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. But they didn't fully know all the reason why. Don't be afraid to follow those promptings. If you have peace about it when it pops into your heart or mind, I'd say go with it. If something pops into your mind and you say, Lord, I'm not sure, and you have an uneasiness, I would encourage you maybe to be careful or watch out. Maybe that's something else. Maybe, because sometimes we get ideas and they're just us. But here's the reason I'm sharing this with you this morning, is because following God's promptings is our way of trusting even when we don't know everything. The two disciples had to trust Jesus in that moment. They had to follow him and follow his lead that he was giving to them. So they went, they untied the colt, they brought it back to Jesus, they made a comfortable place for him on it, and they got him up on there. And following Jesus' lead was an act of faith. It's like James says, faith without actions or works or deeds is dead. There's some times when God asks us to do something and we need to follow through. So here's my thought. Maybe it wasn't a colt for you. Maybe it was something else that you felt like you needed to do, even though you weren't sure why, and yet you did it anyways. I remember having a conversation at the beginning of the whole thing about starting the confirmation class, and Kathy Maxson coming up to me, and she said, "I feel like I'm supposed to do this." And we talked, and you know, Kathy, she's a gung-ho person, take charge. I was sitting there thinking the other day, I should have her as my church administrator and just let her, because she can, well, if you know where she works at over at Hartzell, that's what she does. She goes, the bosses tell her what to do, and she goes and makes sure it gets done. And I was thinking about that, how she stepped out and did that. And look at how God is blessing down there with our young people. I think about Carla telling, I know I'm picking on a few people this morning, about Carla when we were doing all these mission things, and one Sunday I had preached several years after I'd been here and talked about how important missions and how God will always bless our congregation if we focus outside of ourselves and be a missions-oriented thing, and how that spoke to her, and she kind of, and it just seems like over these years, she just steps out into it even more. And you know, and then my wife, Jody, I think about the times when she just comes to me and she says, I really feel like we need to do this for so-and-so. And a lot of times it has to do with making a meal for somebody or doing something for one of the neighbors or something that happened. And maybe the Lord is prompting you to do something. Are you open to what God might do through you? After they put Jesus on that colt and followed through, a whole turn happened. And that leads me to the second thing I want us to see real quickly. Not only a colt, but a grateful heart. A grateful heart. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. And I know that's probably not good grammar. Not supposed to use a preposition at the end. Although in some of the scholarly readings now, I've seen where that's happened. But as Jesus made his way into Jerusalem, the people lined the streets and celebrated him as he rode in on that donkey as the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And they discerned that with his presence came peace and glory. Glory to God. Peace on earth. Glory to God. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, does our following through on those promptings bring God's presence into people's lives where they experience God's peace and a touch of God's glory in those moments? I really think that's true. And so let me encourage you, let his peace rule in your hearts. Because when we have a grateful heart, I think we're more open to what God wants to do. And so that brings me to my last thing there is don't miss the opportunity to express gratitude. Or maybe I should say it this way. Don't miss the opportunities to express gratitude. Here's something I want you to see. For some, the Pharisees that were talked about, some of them, not all of them, because we know from other gospels that some of the Pharisees were followers of Jesus. But for some, they missed what God was doing in Jesus. And as a result, they wanted to stop. Stop. Tell your disciples to stop this praising and thanking and all this Hosanna stuff. Obviously, Jesus didn't agree. He knew voicing thanks and praise releases God's goodness and presence into situations. And when people can't see God's mighty works in their lives, or maybe we can't at times. God has a way of bringing people along who are thankful and grateful and will be a blessing not only to us, but also to others. I heard someone say, and I believe it was Joel Osteen that said these words, "A grateful heart is like a sponge which soaks up God's goodness." And I was thinking about that in light of everything that we're coming into and why we're giving thanks and why we celebrate Holy Week and Easter and all of that. So today, as we begin Holy Week, may we consider the ways we can follow God's promptings in our lives and be grateful for all that God has done. Who are the people in your life for which you are grateful? What in your life makes you thankful every day? Don't let stones speak for you. Because when the Pharisees said what they said, Jesus said, if they go silent, the stones will even give voice to God's praise. Don't let stones speak for you. Take time this week and beyond, not only to follow God's promptings, but to give God thanks and praise. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes and say hi to a few people there close by, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our little chorus, "Praise the Name of Jesus." Chorus here. You can stand with me this morning as we close out. Praise the name of Jesus. I think we're singing it through twice, if I remember right, on the recording. So. Let's join together for our benediction. Go forth in peace and give thanks.
God leads us on our journey this Holy Week.
May the humility and peace of Christ go with us into Holy Week in the power of God's Spirit. Amen. Amen.